Teenagers are among those working in services considered essential during the pandemic, such as pharmacies and grocery stores. This morning, WBUR's Kathleen McNerney brings us this story about two high school students who are trying to balance serving customers and staying safe.
Even though school is closed, Boston Latin Academy junior Melanie Cardona still gets up at 6 a.m. She puts on her CVS polo, gloves, an N95 mask, and heads to work in the Seaport.
Now a lot of customers are starting to take it serious, so they, like, wear masks. They don't stand too close to us. When they ask us for something, they would, like, move out of the way so that way we can help them.
When she gets home to Dorchester, she leaves her coat and shoes by the door.
I'll go straight into the bathroom. And, like, I'll shower and then I'll leave my clothes, like, inside of a bag or something until I, like, go outside and, like, hang them up and air everything out until the next time I have to work, or I'll wash my stuff.
It's a familiar routine for Cardona's classmate, 17-year-old Casey Brown.
It definitely does feel weird. Like, I never expected that something like this would happen, or at 17 years old I'd be called an essential worker.
Brown lives in West Roxbury and works at a Roach Brothers nearby. Since the pandemic, he's picked up an extra 4 hours each week and is filling in a variety of roles in the store, all while wearing gloves, a cloth mask, and a face shield. Before the pandemic, they both made $12.75 an hour. Roach Brothers has bumped Brown up by $2 an hour. Cardona says CVS is giving workers a bonus.
I know it's not safe to work, but it is a good time to work in the sense that I'm still going to be able to, like, get money.
Cardona and Brown are both saving money for college. And even though they're careful, it's hard for their parents. Brown's oldest brother is home from college and also works at Roach Brothers. Their mom, Amy, sets a rigorous cleaning routine when the boys get home. Lysol sprays, showers, and hot laundry cycles.
My heart races a little when I know they're coming in the door because, you know, oh my God, this could be the day they bring it into the house.
It's a familiar concern for the Cardona family as well. Melanie Cardona recently took 2 weeks off of work because her mother was worried about her safety.
Every single day, she was coming up to me at least, like, twice a day, and then it escalated to, like, 5 times a day saying, oh, I'm very concerned. Do you really need the money? Like, I don't want you to getting sick.
But 2 weeks off isn't an option for other students, according to Neil Sullivan with the Boston Private Industry Council, which helps students with employment.
It's complicated because the need for household income has never been greater, particularly with parents being laid off and teenagers have always contributed to family income. It's obviously more acute in the current environment.
About 3% of essential workers in Massachusetts are 14 to 18 years old, according to a UMass Dartmouth analysis conducted for WBUR. Of those, 70% work in grocery, convenience, and drug stores. Students like Cardona and Brown want to keep working as long as they can, within reason.
There's a point where, like, so many people are getting infected that there's just a 0% chance that I'd go in without being in contact with a carrier. I'd stay home. But right now, I feel like we're still not at that point.
Until it reaches that point, they'll keep bagging groceries, checking people out, restocking shelves, and cleaning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.